Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? This is Ryan Mundy, and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
Too many times, feel less imperfect. You can't see the pain in your eyes. Been locked up, made a fool of you. Put your boots on, flat on your cut off, an outlaw on the run. Where my girl back?
And welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome super talented singer-songwriter Brittany Kellogg. We'll talk with Brittany about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. This should be fun. And I've got my buddy Craig here with me. Hey, Craig, how are you, bud?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Cody?
I'm doing good. I'm battling a little bit of a head cold, but I mean, as I told you off air, unless I'm deathly sick, I will not cancel an interview unless I'm deathly sick.
Well, I admire your determination.
With that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Brittany Kellogg to the show. Hey, Brittany, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing good.
Pretty good. I'm looking forward to this
today.
Looks good.
Awesome.
Thank you for doing this today.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
As I was telling Craig earlier, if I sound a little bit off, it is because I'm currently battling a head cold, so forgive me for that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Those are the worst.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I told Craig, as you just heard, unless I'm deathly ill, there's no way I'm canceling an interview on anybody, so...
I'm the same way with shows, so I totally understand.
So, I wanted to start off today just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Oh, gosh, how I got into music?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my name is Brittany Kellogg, and I am a country singer-songwriter. I've been singing since I was a little girl, and country music kind of came into the picture when I was 9 years old, and I went to a Johnny Cash concert and fell completely in love and decided that this is what I wanted to do.
Awesome. And I was reading on your bio that you got to open for a lot of big names in the industry, haven't you?
I have. This last summer I opened for Blake Shelton, which was an incredible experience, and a lot of other big names as well. I'm really grateful to get to share the stage with so many amazing artists and learn from them and be able to do that. So I'm very grateful for that.
Oh, that's spectacular. Oh, did you get a chance to meet him before or after your set?
I did. After my set, I was able to meet him and talk to him for a few minutes. Super, very nice guy, really kind, and actually seemed to care about me and my career and kind of what I've been through, and asked questions, which is pretty rare in the industry. A lot of artists are kind of being pushed from here to there to do other interviews or other things, and he really seemed to take an interest in me and my career, so that was really sweet of him.
Well, that's spectacular that he really seemed genuine and caring.
Yeah, he did.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and that sort of leads me to my next question. Opening for these big name artists that you have, like the Blake Sheltons of the world, people like that. What have you learned about performing? Watching these big name artists, what have you learned about? What have they taught you that you could use to be a better performer?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, I've seen so many over the years, and I think I've learned good and bad from artists. I think one of the biggest takeaways is exactly what I just said about Blake. I personally always want to be kind to others, and when people come to see me at a show, I want to make sure that they feel like I'm super grateful that they're there, and not, you know, a lot of times people want to take pictures and they want autographs and they want your time and they want to ask questions, and I really want to try to do my best always to be humble and take the time to thank the people that are there to see me, because I think I've been kind of in that situation where I'm so excited to meet someone that I've looked up to for so long, and they're so busy or so like preoccupied, or they're so used to people like being so excited to meet them that it's kind of just second nature to them, and it's not as exciting for them anymore. And that to me is really, really important. I want to make sure that people feel appreciated and that I'm grateful that they're there. I think on the like performing side, really I've just learned to give it 100% all the time. I think it's really hard, obviously, when it's, you know, 1 a.m. and you're playing to no one because the bar is closing down and there's no one left, maybe one or two people sitting at a bar stool at the bar. And I've kind of learned that you never know who that one person is sitting at the bar stool, and just to give it 100% all the time. That's kind of been a huge learning curve for me, for sure.
Brittany, if I was in the audience, I admit that I usually, during the week, I go to sleep 9:30, 10 to get up before 6 to go to work in the city. But if it was on a Friday or a weekend, I admit that I would probably stay as late as I could, my wandering minstrel eye to your music. And I admit that I would also want to do all that good stuff you said, take pictures, give you a hug, talk about with you about your career. So I'd be one of those many people in line for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure.
You know, going back to something you said about artists taking the time to sign autographs, take pictures, et cetera, et cetera. Speaking as a fan, I've gone to Nashville several times over the years to watch shows, and I've met a lot of artists in Nashville. A lot of independent and a few major label artists, and I always make it a point, either before or after their set, to go up to them and just introduce myself and just talk to them, you know.
Yeah.
And speaking of Nashville, I only live about maybe 3 hours outside of the city, so I tend to go there pretty much as often as I can. And the music industry, the country music industry there in Nashville is such a close, tight-knit group that I immediately felt a part of it when I started interviewing independent artists about 5 years ago. I just immediately felt like just a part of the industry already, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like that. I live in Portland, in Portland, Oregon, and commute to Nashville back and forth. And Portland is a lot of the same way, and I know Nashville is as well. Like, when you have that music community, it's super tight-knit, and everybody looks out for everybody. If you're one of those people that don't look out for everybody and don't want your friends to be successful, you're kind of outside of the group. I think a lot of, like, especially in Portland, we all want each other to be successful and do well and sell out shows and sell CDs and whatever. Like, we all want each other to be successful.
You know, and I get it. I mean, I understand that there's sharks in the industry and people in the industry not necessarily for the right reasons. I understand that. I get it. There's people in radio like that. I'm not gonna lie to you, but I generally think probably about 85 or 90% of the country music industry are just genuinely good people.
I think that's a very correct statement for sure.
So, and something else I wanted to ask you, and I usually save this for a little later in the interview, but since we're kind of on that same note, has there ever been a moment in your career, whether you're opening for Blake Shelton, opening for Eric Paisley, whatever, or in the writing room, where you're just like, how is this actually my life right now?
Yeah, I would say, honestly, that definitely happened when I opened for Blake. I was standing there with, you know, 30,000 people looking back at me, and I didn't really have a moment to think about it at the time, but I remember just it. I don't know. I guess I think about it all the time, but in that moment, it was like probably the craziest that I've ever, like, it's the most I've ever felt that way. But I feel like that all the time. I am a mom of three, and I'm really grateful that I'm actually making a living doing what I love to do. I don't think many artists can say that they're able to make a living doing what they love, and I'm really grateful for that.
I agree. That's something very fortunate that you have, and then it also shows a lot about you too, Brittany. A lot of people are working hard so they can sing, but the fact that you're able to generate an earned living just from doing what you love, singing, songwriting, that says a whole lot in its own.
Thank you.
Yes. I also, if you don't mind, I wanted to say, Cody and Brittany, my brother also lives in Portland, Oregon. He lives on Northwest 11th Avenue in the heart of Portland. So he's been there for 2000. Yes. And he's starting to, believe it or not, follow what I do a little bit for interest. So I'm going to, when I get to speak to him next, I'm going to mention your name and ask him if he's heard of you or if you're playing in any bars or restaurants near where he lives. Maybe he'll be able to check you out when he's in town. You see, he works, believe it, he lives in Portland, but he, long story, he works in Fresno, California, and he goes back and forth every 2 weeks. Long story.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
Yes, that's what I said when he's in town.
That is quite a trip.
Yes.
Something else I wanted to ask, when you're 80 years old and talking to your grandkids about your time in the music industry, what impact or legacy would you like to have had on the industry?
Oh my goodness, that's a big question. I think that's changed for me throughout the years, and I think it's something that has been really like eye opening for me. Obviously, when I was younger, I dreamed of, you know, walking across the CMA stage, winning a CMA, winning a Grammy, playing to hundreds of thousands of fans, and that was my dream. And I think now that I'm a mom, and obviously I have three little ones that look up to me very much, that dream has changed a little bit. And that doesn't mean that I don't want to win a CMA or a Grammy or something like that, but it just means that I really want to do positive things, and I want people to love listening to my music. And I want to inspire moms and dads and just people in general, humans, to pursue their dreams regardless of their circumstances. Like for me, especially as a mom, it's a lot of people say like, well, you should probably give up your dream because you have three kids and they really need you and you're gone a lot. To that, I would say that that's really unfair for my kids to see their mom give up her dream. And they are better for it, to be able to grow up knowing that their mom worked really hard to do what she loved to do and that I was able to do it and be a great mom at the same time. I think for me, that is like the biggest thing that I want to leave in my legacy, is that I pursued my dreams and I did it because I loved what I did, not because I was hungry for money or fame or fortune or any of that. I just really want people to pursue their dreams and to love my music and get something out of my songs.
Now, the reason I asked that question is I've been in radio 7 years. This is my seventh year in radio. And I started this podcast on a whim. I had no prior radio experience whatsoever. So I started this thing just to see if I could do it, basically. And over the years, I've kind of been thinking about my own legacy in radio. And beyond whatever I do in radio, I think I just genuinely want to be known as a good dude, you know?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this. I meant to say this earlier, but if there's ever anything that you need from us, whatever it is, I don't care. Don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Absolutely, because I feel like that this show can be a stepping stone for an artist to that next thing, whatever it is, that next gig or the next interview or whatever. I feel like I've more than done my job as a host.
Absolutely, 100%.
And there's literally nothing that I love more than seeing good people succeed.
Oh, I agree. I think it's regardless. I tell people on shows sometimes, like, it doesn't really matter what you want to do. You could want to be a bus driver. Like, if that's what you want to do and that's your dream, then I want nothing more than to see them pursue that and to go out there and do it.
And I will tell you something too. Whenever I see a past guest you had on the show, like a signed record deal or whatever, you know, it took every fiber of my being not to just cry like a baby. A couple more questions for you, and then I think we'll let you go, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Awesome. As a creative person, either professionally or personally, what inspires or motivates you?
Oh, my goodness. My kids, number one. Just seeing them wake up every day, and I'm so grateful and blessed that they're healthy and happy kids. And they just inspire me to want to do bigger and better things. Every time I'm on TV or in the newspaper or on the radio, they just are so proud, and that just absolutely keeps me going. I would say, honestly, that the other thing that keeps me going is when people tell me no, or they tell me that I'm not good enough. It kind of lights a fire under me, and it makes me want to work even harder and prove them wrong. And that happens a lot. And it just makes me stronger and makes me want to prove them completely wrong.
I think you actually posted something like that on Instagram. And I commented on it. I'm like, I feel the same way because to me, no just means not right now.
That's right. Absolutely.
And I cannot tell you how many times I've been turned down for interviews on the show or whatever the case may be. I just look at it like, okay, I'll try again in about 6 months and see what happens.
Right. Right.
That's the mindset I've always taken with the show. Every single no is that much closer to a yes.
That's absolutely right.
Okay. So
I was. I have a friend that commented actually on my Instagram that I posted about that, and said that John Legend was told no by every single label in the industry before the one that he was signed to finally told him yes. And I know Garth Brooks is exactly the same. He knocked on doors for years, and everyone kept telling him no, and it took that one person to believe in him, and look at him now.
And I've got a whole entire community of my peers in radio that absolutely believe in what we're doing, and people like Etsy Spina of Breaking Disney Country, people like that, and I am just like, whenever one of them reaches out to me, and tells me to keep going or whatever, you know, I'm like, okay. I got this, you know.
Absolutely.
And I know it's the same in the music industry too, but in this radio business, and there are a lot of down moments. I mean, when things aren't going your way, and this person says no to an interview, that person says no to an interview. But just to kind of have that support system, and that team around you, there's nothing like it.
I completely agree. I'm very lucky to have the same, so I'm glad that you do. That's great.
Okay. Professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, the best thing that's ever happened to me?
The best thing, professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Professionally speaking. Gosh, that is really hard. Oh my gosh, that's really hard. I feel like I've had so many amazing opportunities in my life. That's really crazy. I would say so far probably having the opportunity to open for Blake has been the best experience to date.
That is awesome. I think we're gonna finish off with a fun question for you, okay? We're done with the serious stuff, so I think we're gonna end with something fun, okay?
Okay.
You're stranded on a deserted island, and you can only take 3 things with you. What are you taking?
Can I choose to take my kids?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have 3 kids. I'm going to take my kids.
Good choices. Did you have anything else for Greg?
Brittany was during the big festivals in Nashville, so Tin Pan South, CMA Fest, do you think we will see you there performing one of these days?
I hope so. I am waiting to hear on CMA Fest. I should know in the next couple of weeks if I'm going to be playing that. So fingers crossed on that. And yes, I mean, one of my goals for this year is to get out and play more in Nashville. I do a ton of shows all over the place. But Nashville is really tough. Obviously, this is my job. So in Nashville, it's a lot of singer-songwriter stuff, and you don't really make an income in Nashville. But that is my goal, is to be there more, doing a lot of the bigger stuff, and even playing in, like, listening rooms, doing some writer sessions and writer's rounds and things like, fully, yes, this year will be the year that will happen.
I would really love to see you there so I could get to meet you in person and see you perform.
I would love that.
Agreed. Oh, I meant to tell you, the song that we played to start off the interview with, I host every Friday. I host what's called Indie Country Radio, and I'll be more than happy to put that song in rotation for you.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So just to kind of wrap things up here, is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to talk about?
Gosh, I don't think so. Just thank you for giving independent artists a platform and a space to talk and get their music out there. So I know that I speak for many of us. It's really appreciated.
Absolutely. And one of the goals of this show is to give independent artists a safe space to kind of come and tell their stories and just be heard. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I think that's great.
That's absolutely one of my favorite parts of the show is hearing your guys' stories.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fun to hear all the different places people have been and their dreams and goals. I think that's really awesome. Yeah.
You know, and I know how tough the music industry can be. This is my view of the music industry before I got into it. Make a record, get it on the radio, boom, instant millionaire. That's definitely not how it works. I mean, that's definitely not how this works. The music industry
is
a grind. it's an absolute grind, and it is probably, in my opinion, one of the hardest careers breaks.
I agree, and I think that's kind of why my opinion has changed over the years. I just really want people to love my music, and I know there's so many people out there that have gotten their songs on the radio without being signed, and obviously it's hard for me living and being stationed in Portland, Oregon. I'm not on the radar as much as some of the artists in Nashville, but the goal is just to get my music out there, and hopefully the right person will hear it, and I can, you know, say that I'm on my way, which I already feel like I am.
And we will do everything in our power here on the show to help you out with that. Absolutely.
Well, that means a lot to me. Thank you so much.
So I think I'm gonna let you go and let you get back to your day. But I thank you again for doing this. This has been so much fun.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's been
absolutely
a pleasure for me.
Thank you guys so much. Hopefully we'll get to meet y'all soon.
Yes, we would. We would love to have you back on the show at some point in time.
That sounds great.
You've got an open invitation back to the show anytime you want to come back on, okay?
Oh, thank you so much, you guys.
Yes, it's thank you too, Brittany, for your time.
You know,
yeah, no problem.
I've got to say, before we leave, I've got to say, I just talking to you this past 30 minutes or so, I have a ton of respect for you, not only as an artist, but now as a person. I have so much respect for you.
Thank you so much.
And I'm rooting so hard for you.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
So I think I'm gonna let you go, but I'll definitely talk to you later. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Have a great afternoon.
You too, Brittany. Enjoy.
Bye, Brittany.
All right. Thanks. Bye, bye.
All right. Bye. That was fun.
Yes, it was
really
a pleasure.
To her. Yes, she was. Who do we have next week, buddy?
We have Courtney Groff, who's a very up-and-coming talented singer-songwriter. I had the pleasure of meeting her on two occasions, both of Maggie Rose shows. Kept in touch with her, so it should be a great interview tomorrow. Great interview next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. I think I'm going to let you go and let you get back to work. But I'll talk to you next Tuesday, okay, buddy?
Talk to you next Tuesday. Have a good night, Cody.
I mean, you too. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Brittany Kellogg. Like Craig said, next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Miss Courtney Graff joining us on the show. And I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right now. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.